Welcome to Medical Discovery News. I'm Dr. David Neisel. Norbert is out on break, but he'll be back soon. I don't mean to brag, but I'm down 39 pounds as of this recording. I feel great. It's part of my goal to get healthy. But losing weight is about as much fun as playing in traffic. It's hard enough without all the diet myths out there, so we're shredding one of those today. A new study refutes the idea that our metabolism drastically slows as we age. It followed over 6,000 people across about 30 countries, ages 8 to 95. People in the study drank water with non-radioactive heavy atoms of hydrogen and oxygen. Scientists measured their urine for the amount of these atoms. It's a simple and incredibly precise way to tell how well we're burning calories. Yes, we do burn more calories when we're young, however, not in the way you think. Until age 1, babies burn calories 50% faster than adults. As you grow, the rate slows 3% a year until age 20. That's right. Then it stays steady until age 60. So when a friend who's 45 says he can't lose weight because his metabolism is shot, you can enlighten him. After age 60, the study found that metabolism decreased 1% a year. There's no impact from menopause and no changes between women and men when body size is accounted for. So why do we gain weight in middle age? It may be changes in activity levels, sleep, and the amount of food eaten. These are behavioral, which means we have some control over them, which is good news, even if we're taking away people's excuses. We are Drs. David Neisel and Norbert Herzog at the University of Texas Medical Branch and the Frank H. Netter School of Medicine at Quinnipiac University, where biomedical discovery shaped the future of medicine. For much more and our disclaimer, go to medicaldiscoverynews.com.